Teresa, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Teresa Wiseman and Carrie Petrick talking about one of the biggest parties of the year coming up this Saturday, just in time for it to be warm and hopefully sunny. Derby Day. Yay. Tell us about that.
Derby Day. Well, it's the museum's biggest fundraiser, and it's just a lot of fun. It just centers around, obviously, the Kentucky Derby, mm-hmm. And everyone comes out in their derby finest and their big hats and their seersucker, and it's out on the lawn in the museum, and it's just a blast.
Although we will let everybody know right away, don't worry about the weather. It's rain or shine. You got that big, beautiful building. If it starts to rain, everybody goes inside, right?
Exactly.
We're going to have a big tent out on the lawn. But like you said, if it does happen to rain, then we'll just move everything into the museum.
So we're going to have live music there, right?
Live music, yes. Norm Aquilo and some friends of his will be out there performing some great tunes.
And there's nothing like an afternoon on the lawn on a beautiful day with live music and a bunch of mellow people strolling around, right?
Exactly.
And what else are we going to have there?
Lots of food. We'll have beer, wine, and a couple of signature cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Signature meaning probably the only place you can get them because the bartender is just to die for, right?
Yes. We have amazing bartenders this year, actually three of them. And
ooh.
Yes.
Let's try them all.
But our signature cocktails are obviously the mint julep, mm-hmm, the famed mm-hmm. mint julep. And then we will have this year the Lady Astor Martini, mm-hmm. Which is Danville's signature drink.
The Lady Astor Martini?
Yes.
That sounds interesting. And of course, now, if those are too dry for you, the mint julep and that Lady Astor Martini, there's plenty of other things, right?
Oh, absolutely. With beer and wine, and then we have non-alcoholic options, too.
Very good.
Yes.
Now, usually you have contests and things like this, so...
We do. We have a hat contest every year.
Mm-hmm. Baseball cap, right? No.
No baseball caps, unless they're adorned with lots of flowers.
Not even. And I'd like to see that one.
Yeah, I know.
The Lady Astor baseball cap.
There you go.
Why do I think that's the last souvenir they'd ever put out?
Yeah, but we'll have our hat contest, and then we have actually some betting based on a 50-50 raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically with that, what'll happen is that you go in and you get to pick your horse's name that you want to bet on, and if your horse wins, then you can drop it into it's like a roll cage, and then at the very end of it we'll be pulling one of them.
Wow.
Yep. And it's a 50-50 raffle.
Very good.
So and you can win lots of money.
That's what they actually do in Louisville, is they bet on the horses occasionally.
I know. So we'll have, little virtual races that will be aired on a TV. And then we're also going to be airing the actual live race when that comes on.
And back to the hat contest. What kind of hats usually win?
Just really creative.
Like lots of flowers and stuff?
Lots of flowers. I mean, we've had people stick horses in their hats. And what did you, Teresa, your hat last year was really cool.
It was a pirate ship
in our hat.
With big peacock feathers.
Yes.
I'm trying to put that together with a derby, but,
Hey, it worked.
Maybe
it worked.
After about three drinks from each of the bartenders, I could go, now I get it.
Exactly.
Well, see, last year we were actually bartending, so ooh. It made it even more fun.
Yeah, we're excluded, though. We're not allowed to be in the hat contest.
Now, do guys wear creative hats like that?
Yes.
She's trying to say yes and be nice. But yes is not, right. Not coming out right away.
I think, was it last year that we had a couple show up, actually? It was a husband and wife, and they came as a jockey and a horse.
Now, that's a cool couple.
Guess which one was the horse?
That's totally cool. I know which one she would have designated as the horse. Am I right?
Right.
You get to be the horse, like all other times.
Right? Yeah.
Fits you, even looks like you. That is very cool.
Yeah.
And see, what you need is some more adventurous couples and things like that. Now, that's a great couple.
Exactly. That's what we're looking for. Just have fun with it.
Creativity and a sense of humor. Those kind of people are easier to get along with.
Yeah.
So you're having the hat contest, mm-hmm. and you're going to actually get to watch the Kentucky Derby at 6:46, right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll have a dance floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. So they can dance as well?
Mm-hmm.
So the music will be danceable at times. I figured it would be like background jazz and things
like
that.
Yeah, no, we encourage people to get out there and dance.
Very good. We're talking, this is Derby Day, the third annual Derby Day, and the tickets are?
Tickets are $40 in advance, and you can pick them up. Vintages by the Dan downtown is selling them. You can also go online at Eventbrite to purchase online. Mm-hmm. You can get them at the museum, and also all board members are selling tickets as well. And then they're $45 if you want to purchase at the gate.
And it's a fundraiser, and this is the most important part. It's a fundraiser for the museum. Tell us about the things the museum does. Why would we be interested? They have the all the things for kids downstairs.
Oh,
they focused it on all ages. You know,
we have so many programs going on and events. It's just, and you can visit our website to find out more. And coming up to June 9th is Art on the Lawn, which is another big event that the museum puts on.
This local art that you can see and buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the museum, not only, and a lot of people who haven't been in a while don't know, it's not just a museum about older things and history. You can also take art classes there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different organizations do that. And a Throw Paint at Cancer, I think, done some stuff in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got a place theater in the back where they have kilns in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they make pottery.
Studio, yes. Swanson Studios.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they do that's very helpful for the community is when God's Storehouse does their thing about, like they did about 2 weeks ago for the meal, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you get a pottery bowl to take home. They make a lot of those in
those
the museum
are made
shop.
Right at our studio, yes.
Absolutely. Some GW students help out with that. So if you look on the website and see all the things the museum offers, whether it's art classes, history, those kinds of things, you see why, even though this is fun, it's a great fundraiser.
Right.
It's a great thing. So once again, $40 in advance, $45 at the door. It's this coming Saturday, the third annual Derby Day. Be creative with hats this time. Now I'm going to encourage you to do it. Guy, let me just, for guys, here's the rule. The more embarrassed you would be, probably the closer you'd get to winning.
Right, you know? Exactly.
And when it comes to the hats, take your wife or girlfriend's word for the whole thing. And if you think she's being ridiculous, she might be, but it's probably closer to winning. So this is not trying out for the New York Yankees and what they would be wearing.
No.
It's a whole different thing, guys. You don't get it. It's okay.
Whole different ballgame.
Absolutely. And the people, and like these ladies here, the guys, the people who are there won't be laughing at you. They'll be laughing with you.
Right.
And the other guys who didn't have the nerve to be creative like this or let their wife or girlfriend design the hat, they're just jealous because you're more of a man than they are.
Right.
They're not man enough to wear a hat with a bunch of frou-frou flowers and little fishies and little horsies and stuff on it. That's how you win, guys.
Exactly.
So un-guy a little bit and try to win this thing. So Derby Day, May 5th, this coming Saturday, 4 to 7 on the lawn. The most important, and go ahead and put that in your smartphone. Just put Derby Day on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, rain or shine, they can move it inside the wonderful museum. And just don't sit on the furniture. There are people there who would... chase you off with their crop. This is a guy who walks around with a riding crop from the 1860s.
Yeah.
If anybody touches the furniture. I think it's the one Lincoln used when he would ride between towns and make speeches. So, folks, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And make sure you come back and talk about the one in June as well. The art on the lawn. That's been going for ages and ages.
Yes, it's great.
Y'all probably went when you were toddlers. Now you get to actually talk about it.
I know.
So please put this in your smartphone. It's one of the biggest parties of the year. It's rain or shine, although the weather forecast is looking better and better between now and then. The third annual Derby Day, Danville Museum of Fine Arts and History. Get tickets in advance. Once again, what are those locations, please?
Vintages.
Mm-hmm.
And then the museum. And then also online and at Eventbrite.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay. Or 45 at the door. You're going to go up and see these beautiful white tents and all these wonderful things under them. And they've got it set up so it's going to be beautiful and fun and mellow, whether they do it indoors or outdoors.
Exactly.
So put it in your phones. Let's roll.